Good afternoon. I'm Kim Malcolm. Thanks for joining us here on KUOW 94.9 Seattle. It's 4:57. After the 2015 massacre at a South Carolina church, St. Thomas Episcopal on the east side started to talk about how the parish could engage deeper on issues of race. Recently, cartoonist and musician Keith Knight of North Carolina visited the largely white congregation. He challenged people to take ownership of the problems they see around them.
Because there were a lot of people, a lot of racists pushing this way. We need to push back. I could sit there and say, I don't litter. I don't teach my kids to litter. That doesn't mean that the beaches aren't full of trash and that we collectively need to clean that up and then change the systems that create all that trash. It's the same with racism. We need to change the system that creates this stuff. We need to change laws. We need to change lawmakers who want to put more people in jail. That is a problem.
That was cartoonist and musician Keith Knight. Heidi Kim works with Episcopal churches across the country on racial reconciliation.
I live on the east side of Bellevue where all the immigrants live. There's a lot of Asian people, you know. So my kids call themselves Wasian, and they have friends that are Blasian, Arabexican. They've got names for all this stuff. And the way young folks are talking about it now, that's like they see themselves as the norm. And they're teaching up. And part of what I think we need to do is get out of the way and listen.
That's Heidi Kim with the National Episcopal Church. She works on racial reconciliation. Thanks to St. Thomas Episcopal for the audio, and in the interest of disclosure, I attend St. Thomas. We've got more stories on race and equity in Puget Sound. They're at KUOW.org. Just check under the News tab.